You're listening to Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis.
Welcome back to Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis. This is a meltdown pre-session for at least us two.
A meltdown
I don't know about those two over there.
We're okay over here.
Define meltdown. Jason, is this like therapy?
Jason, I'm warming. Call, right? I'm not quite ready for meltdown, I'm warming.
Is this last call?
Or is this just a rant?
Technically, this is our last call.
It is last call.
Oh, yeah. Last call is meltdown?
And before, that's true.
When's the last time you did this?
I'm getting that little glass that was there.
See, that's
did it disappear?
Somebody
that's,
drank it.
That's how long it's been. Is meltdown is pints and pairings.
Yeah, we've
last call
this all
is
sounds really
yeah,
happy.
I was like, we don't do meltdown.
Well,
it sounds
Curtis
like it's
though,
been a really
unfortunately,
long time and you've forgotten what to do.
But right. Unfortunately, the more beers Curtis has, the more of a meltdown it becomes, regardless of the platform.
Right. And he has a one tall glass in front of him.
There's a lot of
Pivo Pils.
There's a lot of bubbles coming up.
Well, that's a nice thing. It's got the hop etched into the bottom that creates.
He would not stop talking about that earlier
today.
It's
a beautiful glass.
Oh, Ryan, on the other hand, is short and kind of dark and stubby like me.
He thinks he has some kind of
tall and skinny glass, and the other one's got a short and stubby glass.
He thinks he has some kind of exclusive rights on the hop at the bottom of the glass.
The hop etching. Before we get too blown out.
Too meltdown-y.
I want to just remind everyone that this last call segment is brought to you by We're Driving.
That's how
I'm going to get home safe tonight. They're going to come pick me up in my car and drive me home. You need to go to weredriving.com. That is W-E-R-E driving.com. It's a designated driving service, a personal driving service. If you want to go to, they were in San Bernardino this week. I don't know. What is that? 200
where
miles?
Where were they earlier today?
Why were they in San Bernardino?
I would have needed my car. Is the problem.
Curtis, why were they in San Bernardino?
I don't know. There's clients driving clients back and forth.
But the beauty is, when you wake up the next morning, your car is in the driveway.
Is it in your driveway? Or on the street if you don't have...
Where's the driver at that
Or out in front of your house, in the front lawn.
It's in a safe location.
But you didn't put it there.
Is the driver on your couch?
Yeah. No, so
he's sitting in a yard.
I mean, you
chair
can invite him
in.
I'm sure. I'm sure there's been many a conversation. Like, hey, you want to come in, buddy?
Want to have a beer with me? Yeah, come on in.
I don't think that's allowed.
They are the best, and they get me home after every one of these rants and raves that we do here at Happy Hour. Yeah. And I certainly appreciate. And as the first and the longest running sponsor of the show, they get my eternal gratefulness.
Has anyone mentioned who the fourth voice is in the
okay,
room?
Okay, so then,
no,
then
please just keep it anonymous.
That's fine with me.
He's hoping that his
pay no attention to the shirt that he's wearing.
He's hoping that his porn past won't catch up with him right here. So, like, wait, I know that guy. What is it? This is Kevin Pratt.
I should stand up because people recognize you.
This is head brewer Shortstick McGee.
Kevin Pratt from the Santa Barbara Brewing Company.
And yes.
Okay, so here's my favorite part about the Santa Barbara Brewing Company, Kevin. And
Don't you say the ahi rap.
I said it before. Well, I do like the ahi rap. That's what I get.
No.
Well, what happened was the transformation of the beer is my favorite part. We'll see. Thank you so much, Gary.
Like magic.
And what happened was
we wished upon a star.
Their beers were kind of lifeless and just sort of sitting there, and I wouldn't have brought
their
anyone.
Their system was definitely lifeless.
That's
right. And Kevin was invited down to take care of it, clean it out, and set it up, and then was offered the job. And boy, now we've got world class beer coming out of Santa Barbara Brewing Company, which is always so wonderful. No matter where you go, to have world class beer, you know.
Yeah.
But to turn someplace around, and have people stopped asking you, like, oh, when did you get here?
Yeah, when did you get here?
No, most people, no.
They're still like, hey, you've only been here for, what, a couple months?
I've been, you know, I'm coming up on 3 years, and and I still get people going, you've been making pretty good things. You've been making good beer the last couple of months. So, yeah, it's hard. The two hardest things any brewer can do is take over a brewery that's had a bad reputation or take over from a brewer with a legendary reputation.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, either way, for a long time, it takes a really long time for people to understand that you're measuring up. You know, people are skeptical.
Right. If only there was some way to get the information out.
Only.
Yeah, it would be. That would be God. Crazy. How could
why?
We? How could we help?
2014.
How could we help
if there
people?
Was only some way we could get this.
If thing I going. Could just get on my computer and type something. If I could just, you know, use my phone for something besides a phone call, I just don't understand how I could do this.
So to give you a little background on Kevin.
So I've been going door to door.
Never mind, Curtis.
Yeah, I think we're good with that explanation that you're about to spew.
Right.
And just for everyone's reference, Kevin.
Trouble is I'm following, you know, a bunch of witnesses.
I thought it
was
witness,
still going door to door.
I thought it was witness protection.
Are you in protection?
No, but you know,
sooner or later.
No,
but we were up.
Have we heard the good news of beer?
Yes. So, to give the listeners a clue as to how Kevin ended up on tonight's show, because he was not a regularly scheduled guest for the anniversary show, he is a past guest of the show.
He is.
But we went up for this pub crawl in Santa Barbara.
Now I'm just a crasher.
They were. I love the crasher because one, he's comedic. Two, he makes good beer. Three. He didn't say anything for the first like three or four segments, so it was good. He was in the background.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But we were doing this pub
he's
crawl
like
with Kevin.
Up. He's a pressure cooker. He's like, yeah. Waiting slow.
Well, I think that's how you put him at the end.
Every time I wanted to shout something, I left the room.
Was that what was going on?
But actually, your first couple
Gary.
Guests were
yeah,
awesome.
He did meet
cow.
A potential collaborator with Gary.
No, he did. Him and Gary.
I mean,
it was like they were just total geek out.
The tequilas were off the hook.
I
and then
I'm interested.
Over here eating food, and I'm having a bread pudding, which was awesome all by itself. And
wait,
I
no.
get a little
something
of
happened to it.
Yeah,
something happened to the
yeah,
to the bread pudding,
and I get a little reposado.
What happened to the bread pudding?
I got a little bit of reposado.
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 From a table
tequila.
Yeah,
a table
tequila
on top of it, and it was like firecrackers. Everything just lit up. Everything just opened up. Everything. It was just.
Well, and
the official
really
quote
beautiful.
That the quote that will be out on the
yeah, right.
Twitterverse from Alex and Montalvo Tequila's, it made an outstanding bread pudding.
Something sublime.
There
sublime.
You go.
That's right.
It was it. It really did. It was just beautiful.
It's very exciting.
That was music to my ears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he keeps saying that he does these beer versus tequila cheese tastings. And I got to tell you, that was like a throw. That's a freaking throwdown.
That's
man.
Kind of
that,
a
sl- we are having, we are gonna have. That's a throwdown, baby.
If you guys need Kevin. A spot, I think I'm gonna volunteer yeah. at
the
barrel house for that.
I had beaten the pants off of a lot of winemakers on that.
But,
whole
but Kevin,
thing.
Having been an organizer of both a beer and cheese and a tequila and cheese, I can tell you it is tough to pick a winner. It's like choosing your favorite child.
Doesn't it depend on the cheese?
It depends. The number of variables is numerous.
That's true.
But what's exciting. You may have a new aging technique. You may get some tequila barrels down the road now that you've
I
met
might.
Alex.
That would be
you
cool.
may get some wine barrels from Fort
actually,
Bricks.
Actually, that's actually something I was thinking about a long time ago. I was getting tequila barrels, but they're really hard to get north of the border.
Well,
just
I'm sure I can pull a couple of strings here and here and there to you know yeah. support the local business around.
Can we just drive a truck down there and pick them up?
Or? Yeah,
and we hope.
Well, we can, but
well,
we just
right?
can't bring the truck
road
back.
Trip.
I would like to go on record. That
why can't we
can
come
we
back?
Make it a road trip? You guys in?
I mean, we're in.
We're in.
And I'd like to go on record with Curtis that if one of these collaborations comes to fruition, we brought you here, Kevin. You were taking us on this pub crawl, and we looked and you said, "Hey, what the hell are you doing tonight? Why don't you come up to the happy hour anniversary?" And you're like, "I could do that." And like, well, hey, are you gonna ride the bus with us? Yeah, I could do that too.
Yeah, how much twisting of the arm was
it? It was very minimal.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I'm not gonna lie, it was minimal. But he got on the Vista bus with no complaint, and then he showed up and he's like, all right,
and no money,
nobody's. That's we fine. Dragged him along.
That's fine.
And here we are with Happy Hour, Joby and Curtis.
He's used to it. He's on State Street.
But it, you know, in my defense, you guys explained it as like your stretch limo. And I got to tell you, it's the most piss-poor stretch limo I was ever on. There were all these poles and no dancers. I have no idea what you guys
I
were
I see
thinking.
How you got him on the bus now.
Well,
you promised anyway, him dancers in your stretch limo.
Tiny dancers.
Like eight poles and no dancers, just a bunch of really depressed people looking at them.
You know what, though?
A bunch of people coming home
they were
from
happy.
Work, and you guys were all happy.
They were happy that you were on the bus. They saw your logo on your shirt, and they're like, that guy's got to have beer. Well,
and then they were all pissed off at me 5 minutes later because I didn't actually have beer.
But I do want to talk. I mean, we want to get it back to some sort of substance. There was a beer today, Kevin, that you turned us on
substance?
To. And we're hoping that Joby gets a little taste and brings it in-house
oh,
for dessert. Can we talk about the interlude and the official name?
Yes. The Old Recollection?
Old Recollection.
Yeah. Use the word recollection. I like spell that. It with a W. Old Rec.
Ah, Old Rec.
That is Old Rec. It is a two-year-old bourbon barrel barley wine. Aged. It's been aged 2 years.
That sounds fantastic.
That was actually the second beer that I made when I got to Santa Barbara Brewing Company. And it's the result of a lot of changes that I made to the equipment. And we ended up with it was supposed to be an IPA. We ended up with a whole lot more sugar in the kettle than intended.
And there's no hop presence in this beer right now at all.
Anymore.
Yeah, especially now after 2 years, mm-hmm. right?
So at the time, I just turned it into an American barley wine. And the first year was boozy, very bourbony, and a lot of hop presence. A year later, it was less hop presence, pretty decent toast to it. This year, it's kind of just a lot of caramel, a lot of sherry, a lot of oak. It's... you know, it's a sipper. It's always been a sipper, and it's just getting better and better.
But when you say sipper, I think people, Curtis, you can attest, you had samples of it today.
I had the lion share of that.
Yeah,
maybe.
People think barley.
Like,
people say,
I'm not sharing this. What?
Most people who appreciate a barley wine, and they think sipper, they think heavy alcohol. And Joby, I'm sorry you missed out.
It's a sipper with the way a bag of popcorn is a snack.
Yeah, there was there was no heat whatsoever. It was great vanilla oak nuttiness. There's almost a butterscotchy sugariness, and it reminded me of a beautiful brittle, like a peanut brittle without the nuttiness, without that like peanut butter
just
component.
Plain brittle.
It was just plain brittle. It was delicious.
No nut brittle.
No nut sense brittle.
Somebody happened to mention too that it was going to be going into 5 gallon. 5 gallon shorties, so or
there may be some 20, available,
whatever there. So,
off the air, we could talk about that.
off air, but so the old recollection, you know, this was
Wreck.
The old
Ulrich.
Just all of the improvements you made at Santa Barbara Brewing Company led to this. So, you plugged up holes in the steam jacket. You plugged up holes here and there, and then you cleaned out. The pipes. What? You cleaned out all the beer stones?
These pipes.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you were able to
I cleaned out. Yes, I cleaned a lot of pipes.
I got my pipes cleaned. That's for sure.
And on that note, we have a little surprise.
Curtis keeps
we have a surprise for
like,
you, birthday boy. You're not getting your pipes cleaned tonight, but we do have a little birthday surprise coming in to Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis.
Birthday. You didn't have to
You're a bourbon man.
Tequila on it.
You're a bourbon man with a slice of cake, a little whipped cream.
Alex, you got to brighten this up.
And this is the Barrel House 101 crew.
Whoa. Kevin now wants to put tequila on everything.
I love it. All right.
I don't mind putting tequila.
Here it comes because tomorrow is co-host Curtis's birthday.
Yes.
We won't tell him how old you're going to be, Curtis.
Yeah, I'm going to be 42.
Boom, 42. But we're going to celebrate.
Watch the candle.
It's an anniversary show and a birthday show. So Barrel House 101 team, we'll give you the mic.
Right on, Kevin.
Thank you.
You got on Kevin, not on
thank you, everyone.
I got a little on my shoulder.
What the hell?
Good thing it's not hanging off my eye or my ear.
I appreciate
it. I like
that.
How there's only one popper on that.
we knew that between Kevin
apparently
and...
Apparently, you cost the money.
Well, between uh-oh. Kevin and Curtis, something was going to go up in flames.
You only got one popper.
It smells freaking phenomenal for me.
That is, that's the honey chiffon cake with the pale ale.
I'm not eating two of these.
So honey chiffon cake with
pale
ale.
Barrel House pale, yeah.
No, all right.
It's the honey chiffon cake.
Now it's tequila topped.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, everyone.
And you may need a couple of drops of water for that, Booker's.
And kids at home listening.
Daddy will not be home tonight.
One, you shouldn't be listening to this
show.
No,
not my kids. Just kids in general.
At some point in your life, you may be able to be 42 and
host a drinking
show. That are listening
show.
This late at night and that are also interested in alcohol.
This is going to be podcast, and these kids will be picking it up all over the crazy kids these days. So, if you play your cards right.
That's really nice. Even
and marry a sugar mama, you two can host a drinking podcast.
Shout out to Genevieve.
Thank you, my love. See you later.
Now, Curtis.
This is great.
We've handed you a nice Booker's.
Oh, my God.
You may need a couple of drops of water for that. It's up to you.
Now,
where's that going?
128 proof.
The cask strength.
What just because I was warned about this.
What is that cask strength?
What is that?
That's really nice with the tequila, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we should put tequila on everything.
We should do that. The lemon chiffon and the tequila actually is really delicious. But I was warned.
I told
Alex
you.
Alex would like that. Just put tequila on everything.
Yeah, this is true. Montalvo with tequila. I was, this is technically happy hour with Joby and Curtis. But Curtis has had a couple of beverages. He's eating his birthday cake.
Yes.
So Joby.
He has like three beverages in front of
him. I have been warned, Joby, by you and numerous individuals that this particular segment could go awry. So I'm hoping to reel it back a little bit.
All right, let's wrap it up.
We got Booker's coming in.
It won't go awry. It'll just sort of shift a little.
That's all right.
So I think whatever cold I have,
we got Booker's in your hand, which is a barrel age. We talked about the Montalvo and its barrel aging with the Reposado and the Añejo. We talked about the Old Wreck and some barrel aging. Kevin, what's on the horizon for Santa Barbara Brew Co.? Are you going to be doing more barrel-aged beers? Is that something that you're able to collaborate with some of the new businesses coming into the Funk Zone in the Santa Barbara area?
It is in the plan to do more barrel-aged beers. We just don't have the capacity to do as many as I'd like. So it becomes a very, very Christmas-like special where we're able to do about one a year. I think that even makes it more special because we get to concentrate on the one. We get to plan it. We get to anticipate it. I think it's going to be, it makes it all the better. You know, Old Wreck's going to get rebrewed this year. I hope to, instead of putting it in bourbon barrels that are from out of state, I hope to put it into local bourbon barrels this year and let that age out. I think it'll be great. I'd like to collaborate with them and be able to store. We don't have hardly any space to do anything where we're at. We're just crammed in. That's the economics of where we're at. But if I can collaborate with a really good distillery and store on their premise, because they have more storage than I do, and pull stuff down, I think longer contact time will make for a more complex beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to collaborate with a distillery and distill off some of our beers and see what happens with them, turning them into whiskeys.
That'd be
fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be really
cool. A lot of fun.
And I'm going to back away from the mic again because I'm not technically a co-host of this show. But
well,
I have one more question and one more lead-in for Kevin that I think should create interesting discussion. Before we got on the bus, Kevin, when we were walking to the bus stop, you had a very adamant position about a particular style of beer. And I want to open that.
I can't believe he's opening
it. I want to open that Pandora's box.
You really want to do this?
No.
We don't have. He's already staying overnight.
We don't have nearly
I know, but
no time.
But we don't. We've got.
You don't want a little sampling?
Can we just hint at it and save it for tease it for
another time? Let's say that Kevin has a very.
You have an aversion.
No, I don't have an aversion. I really don't have an aversion. Okay, so we got to. I'm sorry, Curtis.
That's all right.
I thought we were not going to talk about it.
I don't have an aversion to creativity. I don't have an aversion to exploring new things. New styles get created all the time. I think that's important. I have an aversion to things being used as a crutch. I have an aversion to things being bolt-on. I have an aversion to terms being used where they don't apply. That's the bigger deal. Because that's not brewing. That's marketing. And craft is already better than that. Craft already is more creative than that. But unfortunately, the naming is not caught up with the creativity that's in the glass. And that's sad to me.
And
I want it. The industry, the brewers, the thought, everything that's going into what's in the glass is a lot stronger than the naming crutch that's going on.
I think it's a great perspective, though, and I think at minimal, it highlights your passion about your craft, and it shows, hey, when it comes to beer, you want people to understand what they're drinking. You want people to have an appreciation for what they're drinking. And without divulging the teaser any further.
Does this mean you don't make an IPA?
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
See, he has an IPA and a double IPA, which was delicious today. But I think without divulging any
but
further.
But I don't have like a brown IPA. I don't have a red IPA. I don't have a Pilsner IPA.
I don't like bolt the freaking
You don't make an India Pale Lager?
No. And I don't make a black IPA because that's a crutch too.
Just getting dark.
But that, my friends, is the segue to a future segment. Kevin will be coming back to talk to you.
Knew it had to do with hops.
And express his opinions further about IPAs. All right.
We'll have to have you back on for a full show. Because I know we could.
Certainly.
I love IPAs. Just understand, I really love IPAs. I love hops. I love what's going on with that stuff. I like balanced beers. I like aggressive beers. I like creative beers. I don't like crutch marketing.
I like that.
Well, and I think that leads especially to the fact that in your lineup of... How many beers did we taste today at your place? Was there
11.
14? 11 of them. So in that 11, I mean, it spanned the range from Pilsner all the way to a monster, well, barley wine. But the one that I always come back to, and certainly it seems to me that you take the most pride in, too, is the blonde, which is your Pilsner or a Kolsch, a Pilsner.
Pilsner.
And there is no place to hide in that. And so it's a bunch of pale Pilsner, it's Pilsner malt and some hops, and that's it. You know, I mean, well, in the lager yeast, but really, there's no place to hide. And you kind of leading to what you're saying is that when you're using that crutch and you're just dumping a bunch of hops into a beer to hide everything else, then...
That's one of my problems with some of the West Coast IPAs. Any asshole can dump another box of hops into a beer.
I would like a box of hops, please.
That's fine. Boom. Done.
That'd be a good name for a beer.
You know,
box of hops. I like it.
Copyright trademark.
Or leave it till the flavor blooms. That's
patent pending.
Or maybe that's a sex tape.
Can I get that box of hops?
You know, and the beer has to be exceptionally foul to not survive that. So.
Right.
You know, if it still tastes crappy after that, you're not much of a brewer. But as soon as somebody says, I make a Pilsner, I know your recipe. It's Pilsner malt, it's lager yeast, it's noble hops. I know that. Now, why are they different? Why are they creative? Why is there a range of it? That's brewer skill.
Right.
And the fact is that you have no crutch to stand behind except your own technique. And, you know, that's where the rubber hits the road. That's what makes a great brewer. Show me you can make a great Pilsner. I'll believe that your IPA is exactly what you intended and not just overdone.
I think that's a great place to end.
That is a good place. And
it's like a barbecue place that uses too much sauce.
Right.
And with that, you know, I'm certainly thankful that last week I was like, "Hey, Kevin, I need to get up and talk to you." And then
it's only been a year.
It's only been a year since I've seen you. And then it happens to fall on today, and then we're just all free this evening. So it's
free.
It's
great. To it's do great. We want.
And it's great to hang out. And
perfect.
I don't know. I'm kind of tied bourbon? To this glass.
Kevin, thanks for joining.
I know Joby gave me the little whirlwind sign, which is interesting. Role reversal from the rest of the evening tonight.
Like, no, man, I don't want to whirlwind this. I want to just
I'm the producer, damn it.
You wanted a short show. You shouldn't have put me on last.
We've got two babies that need their daddy, so that's...
This is true.
I'm just hungry.
I do want to get, though, Kevin's opinion a little bit. You had some of Curtis's homebrew tonight. It's his birthday.
I thought we were wrapping up.
It's his birthday.
I don't have enough time for him
to
go.
As a birthday gift, it would be nice if Kevin gave a little feedback.
Hold on. I'm going to put a little caveat on it. Curtis's beer in 60 seconds.
Because Kevin is the second highest ranked beer judge in the U.S. and,
world.
Oh, we were debating.
World.
We were debating this. What is the title? What is your official title?
Okay, so I credentials that I have is Grandmaster, BJCP Grandmaster 5. There are only two other people that share that rank.
He has a cloak.
One guy that is higher than me.
Now, Kevin, I was making a joke.
And then
I'm
a certified Cicerone. And
you want to be Master Cicerone, right? You're going
to
get your Master.
Yeah, I'm working on
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
And then
I can appreciate that. We are talking to some individuals today at Telegraph who want to get their certification and status. Kevin's going to be the vehicle to help him get there. He's a wealth of knowledge. But back to you, the man
seconds,
with the certifications, Curtis's homebrew, and go.
What kind of style was it?
Yeah.
look at my cow eyes. Be gentle.
No, you don't have to do it.
All right,
we can do it online.
What I enjoyed the beer. It was a very decent beer, very good beer. It had a little bit of a flavor of parsley stem to it, kind of a grassy parsley stem chlorophyll thing. But
too much
other
hops?
Than that, it was great. I don't know if that was what it was.
Wetness.
I didn't talk to you at the time. After that, I had yet more tequila, and then I had some.
Not exactly.
I love this beer.
Not exactly prime judging.
Then I had some pork, and then I had another beer, and.
I appreciate that because
I
do
a score sheet, and so I'm not going to remember.
Right, because I do a first word hop where I put all the hops in the kettle, and so there's a shitload of hops.
I'm
in
pretty
that
sure
too.
That's not where it came from.
Oh, from like
cilantro?
Just being on all the
no,
celery?
The cilantro thing didn't come from that. No, the parsley stem didn't come.
I'm interested to learn about this.
Now we have a two-part next show with Kevin. We've got his disdain for overuse of hops to cover up flaws. And we have Curtis's homebrew critique.
Yes.
For the third segment, I have way more disdain than that.
Wow.
And there is way more
for
disdain.
For life in general.
All right.
We'll get into the personal.
There has never been a more appropriate closing segment to Happy Hour with Joe Bean Curtis than Kevin Pratt
Kevin,
of Santa Barbara
so
Brew Co.
Tune in next time when we show our disdain.
Maybe that's the name from now on disdain? For the last call is our disdain for ..
Oh, I like that.
We just pick whatever
rant about stuff.
Whatever
tune in
we
for the disdain.
Rant.
I like it.
Right.
It's a ranting hour.
Add a little morning zoo to
drunken
our podcast.
Drunken rants. Disdain.
I don't know how that goes. Joby, as always, it was fabulous, and I'm so glad to get back.
Yes, it was
behind
great.
The microphone with you.
Great
too.
Guest tonight, Kevin. Thanks for coming in.
Fabulous.
Alex still hung in.
November, seriously, November.
Yeah, I know. And
this your last episode.
I know. And Alex is back
here.
He's
a long time. It's like we never got off the bike.
We're gonna.
There are people that died of thirst while you were off the air.
What are we going to drink? And then, of course, Jason. Thank you so much, Jason,
Producer
for running
Jason.
The board
and
producing and keeping us. On time.
Bored up, Jason.
Up until this point.
I was here. Not bored the whole night.
Yeah, you were.
Hey,
kept us in check till this segment.
Kevin, can you...
Quit playing with your slider.
Hey, Kevin, I heard that you don't like something. Can you tell us
yeah,
about
right.
That? We've got 30 seconds to finish this segment up, by the way.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
I don't like the end of shows.
I know.
It's tough. It's a tough
this
one.
This is the end, my friend.
But we'll do... We'll
it's not over. We can just mosey on to
And I don't like empty glasses.
Kevin, Joby and I will take care of this one.
Kevin, technically, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
No, it's not time for that yet, is
well,
it?
Now that you've missed your train, you technically are staying here in Ventura.
Apparently I am.
Maybe a bus. I don't know.
It's okay. This is why I have assistants brewing with me.
Because they'll be there.
So, all guys, right. Let the listeners know one more time what they've been listening to and where they can find
Happy
you.
Hour with Joby and Curtis. And you can find us on hashtag
HH with Joby Curtis. And Curtis.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't forget to give everyone
thanks
a
everyone
like on the
in.
Facebook page. You want to hear past iTunes. Shows, past episodes with some of the great guests we've had tonight and the 1 year worth of information and knowledge about all
except
things
except for the one episode I was on.
Except for the disdain.
Go to www.hopheadsaid.com/...
Well, and then just click the Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis.
Yes.
There you go.
Label at the top. You'll find all of our drink expositions
stuff.
Up there. I
and
suppose.
All the video and all the great links are there. But if you just want to hear the podcast, you can also go to iTunes and subscribe to that podcast.
That's right.
Get all the past shows there. Again, Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis.
All
this
right.
is the 1 year
guys.
Anniversary show.
I'm looking forward to this bourbon.
Cheers.
Cheers.